Well, and here we are. It is 6:44 on a Tuesday morning. Radio Homeroom this morning with Frankie and Lily from West Bend. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. We're happy to be here.
Good to see you guys. So still a little on the rainy side out there, huh?
Yeah, that was probably one of the worst drives I've ever had in, but I got here safely, so we're okay.
All right. We're good. We're good. So so this is kind of our introductory visit, so I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves and tell a little bit about yourselves, and we'll go from there.
Will do. Well, I'm Frankie from West Bend West High School. I'm a senior. I do a lot of theater, but I'm here to do the monthly update on things going around our high school.
Yeah, I'm Lily. I'm also a West senior. I also do a lot of theater with Frankie, but I'm very excited to be here doing this, which is kind of outside our comfort zone. So
there you go. A little different, right?
Yeah.
And you guys are dressed for one more warm day today.
Yeah, I heard it was going to be in the 80s, so I thought I'd, hey, take care of that.
You know, yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, so so we're a couple of weeks in to end of the school year. You guys, senior year, are you excited?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So what's been the best part of it so far?
The big locker.
Oh, my gosh, yes. But also having 2 off hours, first and second, so I can sleep in until 7:30 and show up at 9 o'clock.
Oh, unless you have to be here.
So. Right, right.
Sorry about
happy
that.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
Sorry about that. So, all right, well, what's going on at West Bend High Schools?
Well, Lily, you want to start?
Yeah, this week, West football is at home. They're playing against Port Washington, and the theme for this week is blackout. Last week, West lost to Hartford 44-7. They're currently 0-3 this season, but we're really hoping for a win this week.
Definitely. Over to East football, they're at Homestead this week, and their theme is to wear their jerseys on the sideline. Last week, they beat Slinger 9-7, low-scoring game, just like the Packer game this past week. Their record on the season,
game.
I know, totally. It's like preseason week 5. But they're 2-1 on the season. So, and then last night we had an East-West tennis match last night, so we don't know what the results of that. I texted our friend Laura Zottner, but I didn't get an answer from her, so I'll have to talk to her sometime today and get back to you.
All right.
West soccer this week is at home against Whitefish Bay, and last year they beat Whitefish Bay, and we're hoping for that same result this year. The game is tonight at 7, and last week they lost to St. Thomas More.
Yeah, and Whitefish Bay is a team to beat in soccer in this league. Knowing my brother was in it last year and has been throughout high school, and knowing that they've had some pretty tough games against Whitefish Bay, and beating them last year was, I think, the high point of his high school soccer career, so that was pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, hoping that they can pull that off again. There's a cross meet this weekend against Menominee Falls High School. I think that's both West and East. West girls varsity volleyball took first at New Berlin invite this past weekend, and the girls swim and dive team took first at the Wauwatosa invite. And that's pretty much what we got for sports this week.
So been a busy fall sports season, though.
Mm-hmm.
It has.
Totally.
It has. All right. What else is going on besides sports?
Well, we have,
I know there's a lot more going on.
We have clubs. There's a brand new club. I'll let Lily talk about that.
Yeah, our brand new club this year, it's called Youth Impact Club, or if you hear people in the hallway saying YIC, that's what it stands for. Our first meeting is tomorrow in R25 after school. We're doing a little ice cream social. We're sort of introing this new club. We're trying to focus on mental wellness at our high school, especially with the stress of school starting to set in. We just want to make it fun and open to everyone, so come if you can. If you can't come to this meeting, we hope to see you at the next one.
And overall, I just love this idea because it's for anybody who's going through anything and just needs someone to talk to. You can just go walk in. There's going to be friendly students. Another thing that you've pushed is a judge-free school zone for anyone that joins and whoever needs someone to talk to about issues going on in their life.
And is this for freshmen through seniors?
Yes, it is. It's for anyone and everyone who wants to join.
Okay.
And they had some really cool cookies at the freshman orientation fair, so you might get cookies again.
All right. What else is happening?
We have plenty of auditions this upcoming month. First off, we have auditions for the school straight play Hansel and Gretel Thursday and Friday in the auditorium at 3 o'clock. Make sure you come prepared with personal info and to be picture ready. Being someone who has been there quite a few times, it's not something you should stress too much about. I know Lily's been there a bunch, too. But just be yourself, and it'll be a good time. But we've got callbacks then, 9 a.m. on the following Saturday. Read-through on the following Tuesday, September 17th at 3:30. And the performance dates are November 21st through the 23rd. And if you need more info, contact the director, Tanya Fordham. And if Lily wants to add any more things to that, because I know...
Are you trying out?
I am trying out, yeah. I'm very excited. Just a lot of fun. Just if you're thinking about auditioning, I definitely recommend. It's a lot of fun. We try not to stress, make it stressful.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's Hansel and Gretel, basically based on the fairy tale?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be a little bit more lighthearted than the traditional tale.
Right. So. There we've looked through a lot of scripts, and it's hard to find the right one. But I think we found one that's a little bit of a compromise of we still have some little bit of the original story with a little gorier and, you know, but also a little more lighthearted.
Okay. And auditions, is this just a high school production, or are there some roles for others in this one?
It is high school only. So okay. Mm-hmm. If this is your first performance, I would say it's a good one to start with.
And I've learned through so many people and met so many new people through theater, you learn that theater can change your life. If you're looking for something to do in high school, do it. You can try out for the play, and then you never know where that path will take you going into your future.
I will tell you my high school theater story, since I haven't told you guys here. You're new. You haven't heard this story
right.
yet.
Right. I'm so ready.
I loved acting in high school, except I was terrible.
Oh, no.
because I can't memorize dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
I can memorize songs. I can improvise like nobody's business. But if you gave me a script and said, you've got to memorize this, I'm terrible. I freeze. I jump around. We did a one-act play one year, and I all of a sudden jumped about 8 pages ahead.
Oh, no.
Which left the rest of my fellow castmates not very pleased with me. So that's why I don't do theater anymore.
Well, our first night of Happy Days way back in February, our parent night, so it was before the opening shows. It was the first musical number that I sing in. And we're just going right into the first verse, and I was about to sing, and everything was gone. None of the words were in my head. Lily was in the chorus for that song, and so she was like, "You guys all started singing it for me because
we all just looked at each other and we're like, we know this song, we got it, we got your back."
Right.
So, and we should mention that you are in the Spotlight Productions play, their production for around Halloween of Young Frankenstein.
Yes, it's the first 2 weekends of October. I'm playing Gene Wilder's character, Frederick Frankenstein, so he's the young Frankenstein.
Frankenstein,
exactly. But it's based on the Mel Brooks movie from the 70s. It was adapted into a musical in 2007, and we're putting it on in the auditorium, the Silver Lining Arts Center, this coming October. So come see it.
Yeah, so what else is going on?
For the choir students, we have auditions for Honors Choir. Now it is mandatory that you are in choir in order to audition. Auditions are Monday, September 16th at 2:45 in the choir room. Ladies need to learn the soprano and alto parts for Deck the Halls, and males need to learn the tenor and bass part also for Deck the Halls.
And I do hear that this year there will be much more serious on who gets the honors choir. It's an honor to be an honors choir.
Uh-huh.
I was in it last year. But to be honest, I wasn't too good at the auditions last year because I didn't learn anything. So make sure you're prepared this year. I know I will be. But overall, it's a nice experience. I was in it all year last year, and we have a big concert at the end of the year called Star Search for all the choirs.
Right.
The Honors Choir gets to perform a special piece, and it's cool knowing that out of all the choir kids, you're one of the 15 that's in Honors Choir and gets to sing the special song at the end of the year that nobody else gets to sing. So it's an honor, and it's a good time. And then if you don't want to, if you're not in choir, but you still want to take music, you can audition for Handbells on Wednesday, September 18th at 2:45 in the choir room. No preparation is necessary. Just need a sense of rhythm. You can contact Ms. Tranel for more info on that. She is the choir teacher at the high school. But Handbells is also fun. They kind of coordinate with, Honors Choir sometimes during the winter, if they were doing Christmas songs at wherever we need Handbells, but that's also a fun group to be a part of. I know a lot of good people in there, so.
All right. What else is going on?
Juniors and seniors have an assembly this Friday. It is during second resource and third period. So if you are like Frankie and you have off second hour, make sure you are there. Otherwise, you'll be very confused when you get there
right.
And nobody is in your classes with you.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to sleeping in the first 2 hours of the day. And I said, we have an assembly on Friday. I can't sleep in. Otherwise, I'd come into the assembly halfway through. The only kid, everyone would be looking. I wouldn't want to do that, but I hear the assembly is about mental wellness and, you know, heroin addiction and just learning about how we can take that out of our community and knowing what's best for ourselves. So I think it's going to be a very beneficial assembly for any juniors and seniors going there and for me and for Lily as well. So
yeah, very educational, especially with the stress of college and those upper class classes.
Right.
Right. You guys working on college applications pretty quick here?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's been stressful. I've applied to a few different colleges. I have an audition in November for a school in California, which is a long shot, but it's because it's so expensive. But I think
you gotta try.
Right. It'll still be fun. So, Lily, I know you've been traveling all over looking at colleges.
Where are you guys thinking?
I want to go out east. I'm hoping for an Ivy League. I got to try. I got to at least put in that application and try my best. Mm-hmm. But I've got my backup schools out there, too.
All right.
For me, if I'm staying in the state, probably UW-Stevens Point or UW-Green Bay or something in Chicago. California's pretty far away. I don't know how much I would like that. But, I mean, sometimes you got to go out of your comfort zone when you're trying to get into a field that takes quite a bit. So.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Getting back to high school, what else is going on?
Well, if you missed last week's photos, picture retakes on October 4th during homecoming week, so make sure you're dressed for your photos. But I think if you haven't taken a picture, they kind of just, and if you don't take it on the retake day, they just kind of track you down. You get your picture in front of like a brick wall, and you look different from everybody else in the yearbook. So make sure you get your picture taken. It's important. You get your ID card that way. And then going into homecoming week,
that is Lily. Coming up pretty quickly. It's quite early this week. It starts September 30th and goes all the way through October 5th. You have the football game and the parade on the 4th and the dances on the 5th. Tickets, as always, can be purchased at the bookkeeper. I don't think they're selling them quite yet, but that should be within the next 2 weeks, I guess.
And probably theme days every week, right?
Yep.
Right, and we try to find those, but we don't got those yet. So.
Okay.
Make sure you listen to the announcements for those. But again, homecoming is pretty early this year. I don't know what's up with that.
I know. I'm very excited. German exchange students used to always be here during homecoming week, and for the past couple of years, they haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
My exchange student comes a week from today, actually, and she'll be here for the first 2 days of homecoming week. So I'm going to make her dress up.
There you go. So you're hosting a German exchange student?
I am. I went back in the summer of 2018, and I stayed with her and her family, and now she's finally coming over here, and it's very exciting.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my brother was on that German trip as well, and we had an exchange student last year. That was pretty fun. It's just an overall great experience because he comes to school, and he does everything with us. I don't remember him coming to homecoming last year. I don't know what happened last year, but we had a show last year for Newsies, so I wasn't even able to go to the dance until, like, the last half hour of it in my sweatshirt and sweatpants, not even in any formal wear. That's going to be the case this year, too.
Right.
Because we'll have shows for Young Frankenstein on the same night, which I'm okay with having 4 years of high school experience now. I guess I know what a school dance entails.
Pretty much.
Right.
I don't think they've changed much since my high school days.
Right.
Back in the Stone Age.
All that really changed is probably the music.
Yeah, and the way it's conveyed. I mean, we started with, you know, we were playing records, you know.
Right.
And now it's all on that little hard drive.
Right, yeah. Totally. And one of the coolest things I've had happen to me is, I think you were in Georgia Chaperone with us as well, was we got to go to the winter formal our sophomore year, and we got to crash dance and then, like, say, hey, come see our show tomorrow morning. This is our last one for Georgia Chaperone sophomore year. But overall, I think homecoming is going to be very fun this year. Looking forward to the East-West game and knowing that West did beat East 2 years ago. Let's not forget that. So
that's very true. It's very true.
West,
we're hoping for it.
Always has a chance.
The homecoming game is always, it really is kind of a separate game. Records kind of get tossed out the window, and it's just kind of a, you know, play for the title.
Exactly. Yep. It's you
kind
pretty
of
much. Forget anything else that's going on. It's like, I guess it's our high school Super Bowl almost.
Right. Bragging rights.
For the bucket.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't we have like a spirit stick or something?
I think it's a spirit bucket for the game. I'm not sure. I think we get a spirit stick for whoever gets the most amount of points as for like dress-up days, and then the winning team gets like a bucket.
Right. Well,
all right.
There's that. I think that's all we got this week.
All right. So, so here you are. Mm-hmm. Senioritis setting in a little bit. Maybe, kind of.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So. Totally. I love being a senior, though, so far. It's been a very fun year being just in a week and a half. But I hope I can keep saying that once I keep coming on the show every month. So we'll see.
There you go.
Check in every month.
All right. Lily and Frankie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank
you guys
you.
Did a great job on your first run through. So
appreciate it.
We'll see you in like a month or so.
October 9th.
101.3 WIBD AM 1470.